Dusk time and quiz answer. Well, dusk is now at 8:30, so that's the time to switch the lights on and draw the curtains. And now for the answer to the last edition's quiz question. We asked you, alphabetically, what is the second sign of the zodiac? Knowing all the signs of the zodiac gives you a head start on this one, but you can also get the answer by knowing any that begin with A, B and C. Which has our editor Ray Hardesty smiling. He is an Aquarian, and with none before that, the answer must be Aries. Congratulations if you knew that. And now for items of information, especially for you listeners. Firstly, a star guide dog stud retires after fathering 323 puppies. Guide dog stud dog Trigger has retired from the breeding program after fathering more than 300 puppies. The 9-year-old golden retriever is dad to 39 litters, including one in 2021 with 16 puppies, a record-breaking number for guide dogs. In total, 294 of Trigger's puppies have been bred by guide dogs, and a further 29 pups have been born of his valuable collaborations with other assistance dog charities and guide dog schools. This puts his grand total at 323. Trigger's legacy can be seen in the independence and confidence his offspring has brought to the lives of blind and partially sighted people all over Britain. Two of Trigger's litters were even born abroad, at guide dog organisations in France and the Netherlands, helping to create guide dog partnerships in both countries. Janine Dixon, head of breeding operations at Guide Dogs, said, "Trigger's wonderful gentle nature and excellent health have made him the perfect asset to our breeding programme. We can't overstate the impact that Trigger has had in helping us to provide so many guide dogs for people with sight loss. We hope that in a few years his son Billy may join the breeding programme to continue Trigger's legacy. In the meantime, 9 of his daughters, as well as his half-French son Pierre, are helping us to bring forward a new generation of guide dogs with Trigger's fantastic genes." I think that's a marvellous story. Secondly, drama highlights abuse suffered by the sight impaired. A new audio drama, Unseen, is shining a spotlight on the unique experiences of domestic abuse survivors who are blind and vision impaired. Funded by Fight for Sight and Vision Foundation, this unsettling drama has been co-created by victims and survivors with Extant, a professional performing arts company of vision impaired artists. It is a creative response to a distressing report from the Vision Foundation on the scale and nature of domestic abuse among blind and vision impaired people. To tackle the issue, the foundation invested just under £200,000 in projects with a range of organisations, including Extant, whose audio drama intersperses statistics with moving monologues and narrative. The play portrays two cases of abuse, one familial and another partner abuse, and masterfully conveys the subtle and insidious effect of domestic abuse for blind and vision impaired people. The Extant team hopes the drama will help people to recognise any abuse they might be experiencing in their own lives and take steps to report and escape it. Now it's back to my colleagues for more items of local news.